Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio, the beginning of another week, and we've got a great show planned for you today. I just want to mention that today's episode of Superhuman Radio is being brought to you by Orbit Nutrition. Visit orbitnutrition.com for the best prices in the universe. Okay, we have a celebrity guest today. We have the lead guitarist from the band, triple platinum band, should I say, Def Leppard, Phil Collin. How you doing, Phil?
I'm great, thanks. How you doing?
Good, good. And you've got a really intriguing story, and we want to have you on the show today because I want, there are people out there who are struggling with motivation. There are people out there who are vacillating with the decisions to embrace physical culture and proper nutrition. And your story is really one that cannot be overlooked, to say the least. Let's start with this. Back in the 80s, you actually got on to the idea that nutrition and exercise became an important part of your life. What happened?
I was getting drunk. Me and my buddy Steve Clark, who was the other guitar player in Def Leppard, who passed away, actually died in 91 from alcohol. I actually stopped drinking because it was like, oh my God, this is kind of messing me up. And I actually was very aware of that. And I just realized I had all this extra time on my hands. Literally 2 or 3 hours a day where I wasn't like,
where you weren't hungover. Right, exactly.
Yeah. So I started jogging, you know, initially out of boredom, really. And I was already a vegetarian, which, it wasn't for health reasons. It was for moral reasons. Cause I didn't, I loved animals and I didn't want to eat them. It kind of grossed me out, like pieces of dead body and everything. So that was way before. And then, from there, I just started, I don't like jogging because it's boring. So, for me, so I got into other things. I started weightlifting and everything. And I just noticed that a byproduct of working out regularly and being consistent with stuff, you started to feel and look younger. And the older I got, almost the younger my body seemed to get.
Yes, and
especially when I compare it to people my age.
Yeah, and you look amazing. And
I want to go
back to just a moment when you first started to become sober. First of all, you started living a sober lifestyle. You and Steve were known as the Terror Twins, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there a resistance to your desire, like not to drink anymore?
Yeah, absolutely. It's so glorified in every culture, especially like younger kids, 20-year-olds, they start getting into drinking. They think it's a really masculine kind of thing to do, and it's kind of, hey, this is cool and everything. But it's a lot harder to stop than it is to start. And I found that out, but I'd see that happening with, a lot of people I know and have known. They don't seem to be able to stop as they get older, and it becomes a problem, because it actually breaks your body down. It's like if you do it in moderation, that's fine, but most people don't.
Right. And actually, alcohol tends to be, for those of us, I have an addictive personality. When I was young, while I wasn't a rock star like you, I tried to live the rock star lifestyle, hanging out at places like tracks and CBGBs and stuff like that. And my younger days were quite a blur. And I think that people who have those types of addictive personalities, we're self-medicating. It's not just leisure drinking.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what happened. That's when I stopped. I tried to do the social drinking thing. That didn't work for me. I'd be like back on Jack Daniels in the end of the week and stuff. So I had to completely stop it,
Did you try to talk to Steve? Because I realized that it was really almost you went in one direction and he continued on the path that you had been on. So you were watching yourself go down this path vicariously through him.
I was, and we used to talk about it for hours on end, and he'd go, "Geez, I hate being like this, and I can't stop." And it's down to the person, your personality and stuff like that. Some people just can't stop, and they need a lot more help. I was able to just stop like that, which was really fortunate, and unfortunately Steve, he couldn't. But we talk about it all the time, and just like have these big philosophical discussions about you know, the do's and don'ts and the wrongs and how awful it is and how it affects you and everything. So, yeah, we went over all of that many
times. Did he try jogging with you, or did he try any of the things that you were doing?
We actually had a funny thing happen to us. Actually, it was all in Dublin, and we all went on a banned jog. And I think we made about 100 yards, and then like, at least two people threw up. So that was the beginning and end of that. That was back in 84, I think. So, you know, as anything, you know, when you start exercising, you start slowly and you build it up. And you know, the older you get, as your metabolism slows down, you can increase the weight workouts and everything, and it, your body takes it. You know, it's like, it's amazing. It thrills me, actually. It's like magic almost. Now, everything, the opposite of what everyone tells you, what the medical profession tells you.
Right, exactly. Because, well, let's face it, if we all start getting healthier, who's going to buy pills?
Well, there is that. Right, absolutely.
Now, you have an amazing physique now on stage. I mean, you were always known for being bare-chested on stage. Did that evolve when you started to become more involved in physical activity and nutrition, or were you always ripping your shirt off on stage?
I was always, I mean, I used to be skinny, though. You know, I was like 140 pounds, and I'd just be skinny, and that was, you know, effect of not drink. Again, you know, drinking alcohol, you know, alcohol turns to sugar, sugar turns to fat because you store it and all of that stuff. I wasn't doing that, so I was actually keeping really quite slim, and the diet and everything was helping. But when I started getting into working out and like really hardcore stuff, like the Muay Thai kickboxing and the weightlifting, that's when I noticed the big difference, the fact that, you know, my joints are great. I never have a problem. You know, I see people way younger than me, and they're aching and stuff like that, and I never, ever, ever ache. So it's like, it's the complete opposite. I actually get up and feel like Superman, so it's pretty cool.
Now, what about this concept? And I've been hit with this personally. Those of us who have addictive personalities, when I first became interested in health and fitness, it was because I was dying. And I didn't believe my doctor, so I was going to change my life, and I kind of became a zealot as a result of finding out that I was able to do it. But when I first started to get involved in this whole concept, I had a saying that to those people who knew me well, I used to say, I'm still a junkie, but my drugs have changed. Now my drugs are exercise and the high that I get from the exercise. What would you say to people who would say to you that you've just changed your addiction?
I totally agree with them, actually, but what a healthy addiction. I mean, the difference is, you know, I feel great. I've never felt this good in my life. And it continues to get better. You know, I've got a trainer who was, you know, European Muay Thai kickboxing champion.
What's his name? What's his name?
His name is Jean Carrillo.
Okay.
He's French, and he was actually here today, and we were working out, and it's amazing. You know, the weight goes up all the time. I mean, the weight I'm pushing goes up all the time. You know, and the cardio gets better. So it's fascinating. It really is. And you can do that. But yeah, I'd agree with that. It's, give me that addiction any day. And
I know.
People use it as an excuse. It's like, they try and downplay it, but it's like, no, this is how you really want to be. It's certainly how I want it to be.
And when you are in your off season, when you're not traveling and performing, you actually will train up to three times a day. Is that not right?
Well, right now I'm training once a day. So just before we kick off on a tour, yeah, it's three times a day. And when we're on tour, I do that. I just got married last week, so I was actually trying to look good for that as well. So
congratulations, by the way. Yes, and Helen Simmons, correct?
Helen Simmons, absolutely.
That's right, beautiful girl. I saw pictures of her. Congratulations, and I wish you much luck.
Thank you.
In your marriage. And what about Helen? Is she on for the ride? Is she a physical culturist? Does she like the whole exercise nutrition thing?
She doesn't do like exercise like I do, but she watches what she eats, and she looks amazing. And that's the real thing. It's like what you put in your body is the foremost. It's the thing that you know, influences everything else. Because you can work out. You can do 1,000 crunches a day, and if you're not eating right, it's not going to show. She eats well and great, actually, and looks amazing. So it all works, yeah.
Very cool, very cool. But getting back to this, when you train multiple times a day, do you train in multiple disciplines, or do you do Muay Thai in the morning and then weightlifting in the afternoon? How do you do that?
Yeah, and different body parts. You know, one of the things is you do a body part. Say you're doing chest, you wait at least 48 hours before you do chest again. So you can actually, and this is only when you're training really heavy, when
right.
You do like heavy stuff. So if you do chest and triceps one day, Then later on we'd do cardio, and perhaps again, well, definitely again, we do cardio again later on. So cardio in the form of doing a pad workout, you know, like a boxing drills or kickboxing drills.
Sure. And I bet you feel amazing those days when you train like that, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really is. It's like taking drugs. Actually,
yeah, that's how I feel about it. And interestingly enough, we're going to go into the break, but at one point in time, you had a twice your body weight bench press, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that a personal best for you?
It was. I was 155 and I was benching 330.
Wow. That is respectable right there. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Phil Collin about his journey into physical culture. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. DJ Vaughn knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to PJBraun.com today. That's PJBraun.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936, wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops, the name says it all.
Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Confused about which creatine product to take? Ancient Strength solves that problem. Ancient Strength combines the 3 most effective forms of creatine, creatine monohydrate, creatine phosphate, and creatine pyruvate, into a single product. Ancient Strength will propel your workouts to amazing new levels. Ancient Strength will give you the strength of your ancestors so you can push through those plateaus, eke out those last few reps that are the most productive in building new muscle. Get Ancient Strength today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Harness the strength of your ancestors with Ancient Strength.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Orbit Nutrition is running a special on LG Science's Anadrolic State, which is a superior pre-workout supplement. Lowest price on the internet for Anadrolic State GT, $19.99 for a 720-gram jar. Check out orbitnutrition.com today. My guest today is lead guitarist from Def Leppard, Phil Collin, and we're talking about his journey. I when I build this show, I said from rock and roller to physical culturist. Have you ever heard that term, physical culturist?
No, that's great.
It started really in the UK, ironically.
Really?
Yeah, back in the day, Eugene Sandow, who is actually the physical form for the bodybuilding competition, the Mr. Olympia, the trophy that they give out, is a trophy of Eugene Sandow. And Eugene Sandow is known as one of the fathers of physical culture, but He was one of a group of men back in that era in the late 1700s, early 1800s that started to realize that if you ate certain foods and you exercised certain ways, you could re-sculpt the body. And this was a phenomenon back then when most people were just barely getting by and starving, you know?
Yeah.
And actually, Sandow was appointed by one of the kings of England to be a some sort of a health minister, actually.
And back then,
the medical orthodoxy was really up in arms. It was like, wait, what about us? And they were like, well, look at him and look at you.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool. But that whole term physical culture, everything that we do today, all types of disciplines of exercise actually are splinters off of physical culture, which really started in the Greek and Roman days. It's pretty, pretty cool stuff. Let me ask you a couple questions now. Let's talk about your diet. You are considered a vegan or lacto-vegan, correct?
Yeah, lacto-vegetarian. I'm a really strict vegetarian, and most of the time I eat vegan stuff. I don't eat eggs, but I do have milk products, like I'll have whey in some of my protein shakes and stuff like that. So that excludes me from being a vegan. And you know, when I pig out, which is occasionally, I'll have chocolate. Or gelato, you know, that's my weakness. So,
you got to have cheat meals here and there, right?
Absolutely, yeah. But I don't eat eggs. I don't, you know, and it's strict vegetarian, like since 1983. Actually, it's been no fish, meat, and anything, no fish or fowl, and anything like that.
Just curious. Have you ever tried raw, unpasteurized milk?
Yes, I have actually.
What do you think of it?
I think it's cool. You know, it's I don't really remember what it was like, but I do recall having that at some point.
Right, right. Now, as a you mentioned that you use whey protein just now, and interestingly enough, so much research that shows that whey protein has the highest degree of leucine of all of the proteins that you can utilize, and actually has the greatest anabolic response. So, by using whey protein, you're really giving your body all the tools it needs to build the muscle that you're trying to build.
Right, yeah. Right, and again, like when you take the protein is so important, as is when you eat. You know, when you knock carbs out. I mean, when I'm trying to you know shred up a little bit, I'll stop having carbs after 4 o'clock,
right,
and stuff like that. And that it works. You know, it all works.
It is amazing, isn't it? Most people they can't figure their own bodies out. It's probably when did you really start to understand your body? When did it all come together for you? You knew that, well, after 4 p.m., no carbs does this to me, and so on and so forth.
Pretty much on tour, really. I used to do that. You know, if I felt like I was not losing enough weight or something, I'd knock that out. You know, and obviously there was the whole no carbs craze, especially here in California, just a few years ago. The other thing is Jean Carrillo. He's very versed in nutrition. You know, he's a bodybuilder and done that, and also worked with Francis Benfato, Absolutely. So Jean worked with him. You know, he'd be spotting him and stuff like that. They're buddies from back in France. You know, so that was cool, and he brought all of that over to when he. To basically experiment on me, really, and the one thing that he found out that was people find it hard to believe. They go, "Well, he's a vegetarian. How does he pack on that kind of muscle?" And it's just, yeah, you can do that. You can do it with whey protein and,
right.
And you know, nuts and stuff like that, veggie burgers, whatever it is I have. You know,
the whey protein, in my humble opinion, is a key cornerstone of your ability to maintain muscle and also. To balance certain components of the blood, like blood iron levels and so on. That right there tells me you're really on track, because people who are strict vegans, they tend not to be able to put on that kind of muscle, because a lot of the strict vegan diet is lacking in one amino acid or another, but you get everything you need from the whey protein. So giving yourself that luxury, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, that really is critical for you. Now I see why you're putting on the muscle you're putting on and you're getting strong like you are because of that whey protein.
Right,
yeah,
absolutely.
So now tell me about your genetics. Your mom and dad, are they still alive?
No, they're not actually. And I was the complete opposite to what they were. They, you know, they were, you know, obviously grew up in London. My dad was a truck driver. He smoked for years. He actually gave up. He passed away about 5 years ago. Cancer got him, but he'd given up smoking long before that. And my mum had almost like it was like a stomach thing. It was peritonitis.
Peritonitis. Yeah, that's actually an infection in the peritoneum, which is around the stomach, right?
Right, but they didn't eat healthy. You know, my mum was a vegetarian. She became a vegetarian, you know, after I did. But just in general, it doesn't mean you eat healthy, and she didn't eat enough. That was the other thing as well. And you know, again, it's not, you know, rocket science. You know, the fact if you're eating stuff and your body's having a struggle to break it down, like with a lot of obviously fast food, sugar stuff, a lot of meat and stuff like that, and food combining, you're not going to have energy for other things. I think the most basic, rawest foods, you know, I've got some friends who are raw food diet kind of people.
Right.
They have so much energy because their body's not having to break this stuff down. And we try and actually, me and Helen, we actually try and actually adhere to some of these principles. Now, not all the time, but a lot of the time when we do kind of like, you know, what we're having at night, you know, we'd have salad and stuff like that, and it'll all be pretty much raw. And then sometimes, we'll have like veggie burgers chopped up into it or whatever, you know.
Right. And actually, I'm a big proponent of raw food. We've actually done several shows here on raw food. And there's a fella in California whose name I'm sure you've heard at least once, Agnes von der Planitz. He's a big raw food proponent. But what we've done on this show is actually raw meats as well. There's a lot of these raw food proponents, like my friend Randy Roach in Canada. They eat raw chicken. They eat raw beef. They eat everything
raw.
Yeah. And we did a show about 4 or 5 months ago with a natural bodybuilder named Joshua Trentini, who put on 25 pounds of solid muscle in 5 months eating nothing but raw meat.
Wow.
And the interesting thing about raw meat, like you said a moment ago, when you eat raw meat, the enzymes are intact. So your body doesn't have to work nearly as hard to digest it.
Right.
And so it kind of passes through you a lot faster and you assimilate it a lot better. But yeah, I'm very familiar. There's a big wave across the country right now with raw food. People are starting to understand that maybe not the extreme of raw meat, but raw vegetables and as much raw as you possibly can.
Absolutely.
Is critical for the body, because that's really the way, if you look at Paleolithic human beings, which were the last generation of human beings that ate the way we were genetically predisposed to eat, they weren't cooking anything.
Exactly, yeah, because it ruins it, you know, you lose more than half the nutrition, and then your body has to break it down. It's a double whammy, really, you know, you're getting less and you're taking
and you're working
much
harder
to break it down. Yeah.
Right, right. Now, you've got a son, correct?
Yeah.
How about him? Have you tried to instill any of this into him at his young life so he would have this an extra advantage moving forward?
Yeah, he's actually never eaten meat in his life. He's been a vegetarian since birth.
Wow.
He just moved back in the house, actually. He just turned 20, and he's going to cosmetology academy, and he's just really starting to get into it. He was drinking sodas before and doing the typical thing, playing video games and drinking soda and pizza and all that. He stopped that, lost 25 pounds almost immediately just from the soda.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That's high fructose corn syrup.
Actually getting interested in actually doing some working out. So it's, you know, yeah, it's really cool.
Unlike our generation, our parents said, do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
We're actually now at these, I mean, I'm very much like you. I'm 52 years old and I am living a very, very healthy and clean lifestyle. And my son, who's living in San Diego going to college, you know, he started asking me questions. He says, hey, Dad, I want to get a gym membership. I said, okay, I'll sign you up for a gym membership. Then he's calling me and asking me, when should I eat and what should I eat? And it's amazing. I feel like, oh my God, I'm going to give him one of the greatest gifts I could just by living my life that way.
Isn't that great? I mean, we just experienced this the other day, you know, because for years, if you all don't do that, and then I think once they see the results, they go, well, you know, I want my stomach to look like that, I want my chest to look like that. It's like, well, this is what you do, you know.
I know,
it's really cool. I hear you, absolutely.
You look like you could do one of those underwear commercials, like Marky Mark. I mean, you've got the great abs, you know what I mean? And your son sees that and thinks, well, that's what I want to look like on the beach. Dad's able to do it. I should be able to do it too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really works good. Now, when you got sober back in the day, did you notice your ability and quality of playing on the stage change as well?
Absolutely. Initially, you know, you lose the Dutch courage. You know, I think a lot of people are a little insecure, and I guess I must have been as well. You know, you, that extra confidence you get from having a drink. But now it's the complete opposite. You know, I am so ultra confident when I'm on stage. It's well, I am all the time, but I mean, even more so when you put a few thousand people in front of you. It's it's really cool. But initially, you're sharper. You start playing better. You start singing better. and all that old myth, you know, that, well, you know, you need to get out of it to introduce certain, you know, avenues. It's not true. It's absolutely not true.
And that's what I think. I think that's where the hook is. I think a lot of young musicians think that they have to have an altered state of mind in order to tap into that level of creativity. And they look back at guys like Hendrix and they think, well, you know, Hendrix was blasted all the time. That's why he played that way. And no, Hendrix learned while he was sober, you know,
absolutely,
how to play.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But they think that they have to have that altered state of mind in order to tap into that level of creativity. And the reality is when you're sober, you're more tapped into everything.
Totally. And it gets even more so. The cleaner you are, the more so you get tapped into other things. It's really cool.
Yeah. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about your opinions of sleep, especially because you travel, you're a world globetrotter, and sleep obviously is, as you probably realize, a very, very important component of all this. We're talking today with Phil Collin, lead guitarist from Def Leppard. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. Turnabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turnabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turnabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turnabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turnabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turnabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turnabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turnabol. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences Uprising.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Our guest today is lead guitarist of Def Leppard, Phil Collin. Phil, you travel, you know, obviously, especially when you're on tour, you travel a lot, you've traveled a lot. Travel causes a lot of sleep disruption. What are your opinions of sleep? How important of a component is it in your whole physical culture health regimen?
It's really important. I mean, in fact, if I go to bed late, it totally ruins my next day. You know, obviously, you know, on tour you get that, so you kind of zen out with that. To be quite honest, I try and have, if we're on tour, you know, we're on a tour bus, have a nap in the afternoon. You can do the 4 o'clock, and you know, I've done it as late as 7 o'clock. We were on stage in like an hour or something, you know, and it's that's not really cool, but you know, occasionally I do that, and yeah, you just really need it because it. For me personally, it totally, yeah, screws my day up if I don't get enough sleep.
I'm the same way. If I don't get adequate sleep, as a rule, I'm in bed by 9 o'clock. I'll read for a little while and then fall asleep.
Yeah.
And if I don't get my 8 hours sleep, and it's not just the 8 hours, because I can go to sleep at midnight and wake up at 8 a.m. and I don't feel the same. It's that following the normal rhythm of the sunset, sunrise, and letting your body follow its own hormonal melatonin cascade, blah, blah, blah.
Totally.
That if I actually feel hungover the next day and weary, and I am not clear-minded or anything.
Right. No, I'm with you. Absolutely. And it is that, you know, if it's a late one and I do get in late and it's like crazy, I'll be still wake up, you know, the same time, you know, about 7 o'clock, 6:30 or whatever. And then I'd sleep taken away from me for the rest of the day. So, yeah, you never get that back.
Now, what about supplements? Do you use any supplements at all?
Not really, actually, at the moment. No, I use creatine and stuff in when I work out. I get some of that in the, you know, post-workout, you know, whey protein and all that stuff. And I do it within 20 minutes of doing a weight workout.
Right. Creatine is actually really important for us guys as we get older. A little known fact is that homocysteine, which is an independent marker of heart disease, is actually a byproduct when our bodies produce creatine. So by supplementing with creatine, your body doesn't have to produce it, and hence homocysteine levels go down dramatically.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and then there is lots of current research coming out. Creatine is probably one of the most studied supplements in the world. And there's a lot of research that's now showing that Alzheimer's disease and cognitive dysfunction in general has a lot to do with the brain's inability to utilize glucose, and creatine causes an increase in the brain's ability to utilize glucose, so it makes you sharper. They did a study in Israel with soldiers where they sleep deprived them, and they gave one group creatine and one group they didn't, and the ones that they gave creatine, they stayed much sharper and on their toes. Yeah, so creatine is one of those things. I don't think of creatine as an exercise or workout supplement any longer. I think of it as an anti-aging and longevity supplement really now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. So as far as other, like, you don't take any types, you take a multiple vitamin?
I used to, but at the moment I haven't for about the last 2 years, actually.
Is that because you feel like you're getting everything from the natural foods that you're eating right now?
Yeah, I think so. And it is a feeling thing, you know, it's like the, you when you don't get sick and you're just constantly feeling great, I think there's less need to do that. So you just let the body do the talking, really. And I think that's really, you know, influences what I put in there, really. If I'm getting everything else and it seems to be right, then I ignore that.
How about time off? Does your body tell you, and do you follow it, or are you one of these hard-knocking guys who you're going to go and do your workout anyway?
Occasionally, I'm a bit that way, whereas I'll go and do it anyway, but occasionally I'll go, you know what, this is really not a good idea, and I'm well aware of when that happens, and I think it's really good to have days off, because, you know, everything recovers, and yeah, you just need it, it's great.
Right, and obviously, that's when injuries occur. I noticed I was reading on the internet about you, and you've not suffered any injuries through this process, and that obviously is because you have good trainers working with you, number one.
Absolutely.
But also because you do take off once in a while, I guess, you have to listen to your body.
Definitely. And you know, it can be the slightest thing. I mean, I got tennis elbow twice, actually, lifting a bag, once at the airport, and it was like hyperextended. And it was like, oh, man. And that put me out for about 9 months of doing what I normally do. So, but, you know, injuries from working out, no, I never get them. And again, you know, I can cold kick. I can, you know, head kicks and stuff like that from the cold. You know, a lot of people go, oh, you have to warm up and do all these stretches and that. No, never do it. It just goes boom straight off the bat. So,
Your body's in really good shape. That means that's obviously important. What about goals? Are there any future goals for you? Do you have any? And I know you train Muay Thai. Would you ever, put the headgear on and square off in a match or anything like that?
No, I think I like the training of it. I mean, the great thing with Jean, because he's so experienced, and you know, he's put five guys, they've won belts with him, you know, world championship belts. So
right.
I get this fantastic knowledge, and I just love the training and the science of it. But no, I think it'd be kind of, perhaps if I was younger, I'd have gone in for that. But I just like the training of it. I think that'd do. Why get bashed up and stuff like that when I can just use the training? Works great for me. I love it.
Can you do that flying knee kick that's like almost a signature move of Muay Thai?
Yeah, absolutely.
That is the coolest, man.
Yeah, it's cool.
Now, are you a fan of, like, MMA? Do you watch the mixed martial arts fights on TV and stuff like that?
Yeah, I do, actually. And I've been following it for a while now, actually, since it first, you know, kicked off, really, you know, with the Gracies and everything. And I used to do karate, Kenpo karate, and when this came out, it pretty much changed everything. And it's just, and now it's morphing into something that's really quite special. I think initially there was, you know, people just didn't know what they were doing. It was just a tough man competition.
Right.
But there's some great talent out there now.
Do you have any favorite fighters?
I do like George St-Pierre. Yeah. I just like the, he's kind of humble. He's great. He's athletic. He's really well-rounded. You know, his kicks and his strikes are great. He's great on the floor, on the ground and pound, and the jiu-jitsu. He's got it pretty much well-rounded. He's the perfect kind of MMA fighter, I think.
And GSP kind of looks like a bodybuilder. He's got a tiny little waist and big, broad shoulders. He's got a very, very aesthetically appealing physique on top of it.
He does, absolutely. So you know he's the real deal, absolutely.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. He reminds me of the kind of guy that no matter what sport discipline he would have dedicated himself to, he would have been really good at it.
Yeah.
Now, do you go to the fights? Do you ever go to Vegas and watch the fights in person? Or
no, I haven't been yet, but I would love to.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time of getting around there. But yeah.
It's crazy. It's a lot of fun to go and watch the fights in person when you can. But I would imagine that is it difficult for you to go places? Do people spot you right away and form a circle around you when they see you?
No. I mean, occasionally I was down on the beach yesterday. A few people, they go, hey, love your stuff, man. And that's about it, really. In a situation like that, occasionally, you know, stuff happens. But for most part, no, it's pretty cool.
Do you mind when people, you know, I mean, I would imagine I would love to be recognized myself. But then again, I don't know if it becomes a problem if you know, people keep bombarding you with it. Does it become a problem?
No, it's cool. You know, it's like it's why you started off in this in the first place, really, is to get some kind of recognition one way or another, you know. So, yeah, you can't complain when people actually recognize you. You know, it's actually cool. It's actually the opposite to me. I dig it.
Yeah, that's very, very nice. So as far as goal, do you have any goals in the near future? Are you looking to make any personal best records in anything? Are you working towards anything in particular?
Just in general, just I'm just feeling better all the time. You know, I actually today broke a couple of just doing tricep pushdowns and stuff, you know. Heaviest weight I'd ever done, actually.
Wow, that's got to be great. And now you know what happens, right? That becomes a regular weight, and pretty soon you're pushing past that.
Absolutely. I think the good thing to remember is that you plateau, you train towards something, you reach that goal, then you back off. I mean, there's no way I could bench what I was doing before. But again, that's just today I maxed out about 260, I think, something like that.
That's fantastic. That's
still great.
That's fantastic.
It's not my total personal best, but it's really good. And I think that it's cool to go, okay, accept certain things. And, yeah, again, the cardio thing, you know, we do these, we do rounds. I go to some of the classes, I haven't been for ages, actually, where we spar and everything like that. But what we do 3-minute pad workouts, with a 30-second rest. And that my goal is to get up to 15 rounds of doing that.
So that's very high intensity and then a short period of rest.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That's very cool. Do you have any favorite lifts? Like for me, the deadlift is my favorite lift. Do you have a favorite lift or a favorite movement?
I do. I love the incline, chest incline, you know.
Really?
Yeah, with dumbbells. I like that. And I actually like what it actually does, the way it kind of cuts you up. Again, you know, the personal best was 200-pound dumbbells. It's obviously it's a lot harder. You need a real help spotting that stuff.
Yes,
because there's so much pressure on your wrists and everything.
Well, dumbbells are harder too because you don't have the connection between the weight, so it actually wants to kind of rip your chest apart while you're pushing them up.
I know.
Yeah, but that's a cool movement, the incline, and that's a respectable movement because most people are weaker in the incline than they are in the flat bench press.
Definitely.
So that's impressive. Yeah, that's very cool. We're going to take our last commercial break, okay? And when we come back, we'll want to talk about some things that you're into. We'll talk about PETA a little bit, and we'll finish up with Phil Collin. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitrix EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games, we just help you win them. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitrix EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them. Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get your today and join the LG Sciences uprising.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Party people, yeah. Tag team music.
Dead air. You're never supposed to have dead air on the radio. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Phil Collin. Mike Gagliardi just posted on Facebook, "Pour some sugar on me." That is a timeless lyric that girls still get excited about even today.
I know. It's pretty weird, huh?
Yeah,
it's
is.
Great.
It's very cool. So you have a 2011 tour coming up, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Where are you guys going? All around the world or what?
We don't know yet. I'm not even sure. And we never really know until just a bit earlier on. Then you get all these requests and stuff. So it'll be in the States for sure. But, yeah, I don't know where else.
Are you excited about it?
Always. I mean, it's great. And it's easy. It's you don't really have to think when you're recording. You have to, you're writing songs, and it's a different kind of pressure. When you're on tour, as long as you're healthy and you don't get the flu or stuff like that, it's honestly a lot easier just performing, and it's a song you've already written, so it's a lot of fun.
I have a T-shirt that I wear to the gym that says, I'm 52.
Oh, great.
Right? And I wear it on purpose because I want people to look at me and go, wow, you're 52. Do you really get excited about getting on stage now? Is it a different level of excitement when you're up there and you're going, look at me, look how great I look, and I'm 52 years old?
Yeah, I think, and the age thing's really cool. It's like, because it's actually a smaller group, because it is growing, I'll give it that, because you can do it. It's like anyone can do it. It's just that they don't for some reason. So, I'm actually really proud of that, actually.
And I got to imagine that a lot of the people that are coming to these concerts, I mean, you've got your new fans, your younger fans who are still loving the group, and then you've got us older guys who grew up on the music, and we're looking at you going, wow, he looks amazing. I think he got younger.
I know, absolutely.
So that's got to be a really cool thing. All right, let's talk about a couple other things. You're a big proponent of PETA, right?
Yeah, I've done some stuff for them in the past, actually. You know, again, because I, you know, don't eat animals. You know, it's a big deal, actually.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, we've recorded some stuff from them in the past. So, yeah, they're really cool.
And do you go to like functions for them and support them that way and stuff? Or
I mean, I have done before, but I haven't been for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Anything else going on that you want to plug? Anything coming up, or you want to plug something for your personal trainer? Maybe give him a plug. Or
absolutely. Yeah, Jean Carrillo. He's teacher in Muay Thai and Kapap. It's kind of an Israeli fighting system and everything. So there's all of that and the nutrition and the weights and everything. He's on strikecombat.com. That's one of the
strike
websites.
Strike,
yeah, Strike Combat.
Okay.
And Jean Carrillo. It's Fitness by Jean. So
isn't Krav? Well, how do you pronounce it? Krav Maga.
Krav Maga. Yeah, that's kind of like a more commercial version of what this is, yeah. So they're all great. It's all really cool. But that's what he does, and certainly the weightlifting thing as well, which is really good.
Yeah, and that's and no matter what sport or discipline you're involved, whether it's a sport or whether it's a self-defense related, you know, weights always plays into everything because it increases strength, and the more strength you have, then the more power you can deliver into the sport that you're working in.
Absolutely. I think the main thing is the fact that, you know, you get up and you don't ache. A lot of people I know younger than me, you know, they have knee problems, they have back problems, they're constantly in pain. And it's like, it's because they're not exercising their thing. The body becomes a swamp. The blood's not circulating. Everything kind of atrophies because they're not working it. And I think that to be able to be a functioning human body, you need to keep it working, and then it'll start working better and better and better. So it's your sky's the limit, really.
Really, it's interesting. The number one reason that individuals are institutionalized at the end of their lives is because of a slip and fall. And the reason that people slip and fall is because they lose their lower body dexterity and mobility. The hardest thing for the average 65, 70-year-old person to do is just get out of a chair.
I know.
And when you think of that, and you think how avoidable that is just by getting involved in like doing squats or something like that once in a while.
I know.
But the doctors will never talk to them about it. The doctors rather put them on 6 or 7 medications and let them slowly slip into, you know, senility, and then put them in an institution and point them at the wall.
Exactly. Exactly.
And yeah. It's really terrible because, you know, what you're doing and what you've done with your life and what many of my listeners have done with their lives, especially those of us who are older. You know, when I first started doing the show, I used to close the show by saying muscle is metabolic currency, so get into the gym and make a deposit today. We're also fixated on having enough money to last us to the end of our lives, but who cares if you're sitting in a diaper?
I agree, totally.
You know, have enough muscle to get into the end of your life, and then you can even keep making money while you're older too, you know?
Couldn't agree more.
So that really should be the focus. Listen, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show today and sharing your story. It's an inspiring story, and I expect to hear even greater and greater things about you as time goes on. Wish you a good tour in 2011, and also much love and much success in your marriage.
Thank you. That's great.
Because that's one of the biggest challenges in the United States today, staying married.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I love Helen madly. It's great.
I've seen pictures of her. What's not to love?
There you go. Totally.
All right, Phil Collin, thanks so much for coming on Superhuman Radio today.
Thank you.
Okay. And we will have another episode of Superhuman Radio for you tomorrow, so tune in then.